Last week, a small group of Boeing employees traveled to Tehran to start talks that could bring in huge sales.
There are very few unicorn markets, if you will, in aerospace left in the world.
Unicorn markets. That's John Ostrower, aerospace reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And the unicorn market he's talking about is the country of Iran. The aerospace market there has been untouched for decades because of political sanctions. Now Iranian officials want to replace and grow their decrepit airplane fleets. But there's a complication. One of Boeing's biggest current clients could be its biggest obstacle to getting Iran's business, as John Ostrower told KUOW's Kim Malcolm.
The U.S. Defense Department is the single largest customer for Boeing. So, you know, when you connect that to the fierce Republican opposition to the Iran deal in the Congress and as it, you know, taking center stage in the 2016 presidential election, there is a sort of a tightrope that Boeing has to walk as far as how it works within U.S. policy as of right now and taking their cues from the State Department and the Treasury Department about what conversations they can have and within what bounds they can begin to negotiate deals. So that's sort of the tightrope that they have to walk and ultimately staying as close to and not even an inch ahead of U.S. policy.
And so how can Boeing negotiate those pitfalls potentially facing them?
Well, a lot of it is going to be stepping back and letting U.S. policy do a lot of the initial guidance, you know, really asking for permission rather than forgiveness to not, you know, kind of run out ahead and make deals when the diplomatic and economic structures for these kind of discussions isn't fully fleshed out. So they're going to be looking for a lot of guidance from the Obama administration about where they can and can't tread here. And even the list of airlines that Boeing can even talk to is actually highly, highly restricted. And actually the number two airline in Iran has been linked to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and is designated by the Treasury Department as a sponsor of terror. So there is certainly restrictions within the restrictions just to even have a conversation. So, you know, certainly at this point, what Boeing does have there is a license to have these conversations, to flesh out deals with Iranian airlines, understand what they need, and present offers to them. The offers can be signed, and that is that, you know, the deals can be firmed up. The next time we're going to see the U.S. get involved is actually around delivery, and there's a required sort of approval process for actually having State and Treasury sign off on actually handing over these aircraft to the Iranians. So you've got a lot of moving parts here, but the overarching idea is that if Boeing can successfully sell billions of dollars worth of jetliners to Iranian airlines, it is a significant test case for U.S. businesses who also want to do open up previously untapped markets. Whether it's GE, whether it's other industrial equipment that is now kind of loosening with the lifting of the sanctions.
What do we know about Boeing's discussions with Iran at this point?
At this point, there's only been a very small series of meetings that began just last week, and it's a small team, about fewer than 10 Boeing employees made the trip to begin these conversations. And a lot of these meetings just consist of talking to a select group of airlines about, okay, what do you need? What is your fleet now? How can the slate of aircraft that Boeing offers essentially line up with what you need to replace in your fleet and what you need to be hopefully growing for the future? So a lot of it is talking turkey. You know, they're sitting around talking shop and trying to understand what the needs are.
The airline industry has been doing pretty well over the last decade or so, but some people are saying that can't last for too much longer. So what would a deal with Iran do for Boeing's longevity?
Well, it certainly extends the rally just a little bit longer. There have been analysts who have suggested that, you know, and as far as the commercial aircraft cycle, the notoriously cyclical commercial aircraft cycle, is, you know, already in extra innings. You know, the question really is, how many extra innings do we get? Certainly, any deal for several hundred aircraft for Iran, for either Boeing, Airbus, or others, would stretch that out and just give a bit more cushion in sort of the slate of orders that do, you know, when economic times change or there is a sort of external event, whether it's SARS or 9/11 or some very big external shock, where that demand for air traffic would fall, and the orders that are associated with the airlines who want to grow and replace their fleets would effectively burn off. So this just provides an additional cushion for sure. And certainly from a combination of replacement of the existing very old fleet, that need remains there. Certainly any tightening of financial markets or access to capital to actually pay for these airplanes, which could be as much a political question as it is a global financial one, really is sort of questionable should the jetliner market take a downturn.
John Ostrower, aerospace reporter for The Wall Street Journal, talking with Kim Malcolm. Boeing's biggest competitor, Airbus, has already signed an agreement for an order of 118 new aircrafts for Iran, still just a fraction of the planes that country needs.